السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال ربنا العزيز في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه، والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا، كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. People in this life are of different personalities and characters and tendencies. In Surah Nuh, Allah says, وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. أَطْوَارًا, it could be in stages, and it could have another meaning. It means diversified. We are different. Different from one another. Each one has his or her own personality. And he says in the book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the book, that some of you are made pure. طيب. You have a pure character, good intention, good hearts. Whereas others, Allah describes them as being khabith, impure. They don't have good character. They are evil minded, they are wicked, they are malicious. So why people are divided into these two groups? What happens? What makes someone pure, with a pure heart, pure intentions, pure conduct, and others are otherwise? Does that what God wants from them and imposes on them? Does He create some people good and some people bad? This is one of the theories. One of the theories that many scholars believe in is that God divided people into good or bad. But I don't subscribe to that theory, because I know God is God of just and mercy, and God is reasonable. God does not impose wickedness on someone and then tomorrow on the day of judgment will hold him accountable for his wickedness, where he had no choice. It was imposed on him. God does not do that. God says there are elements that contributes in the goodness or the wickedness of the people. Some of these are hereditary. It runs in the families. It is being passed by parents to their children, to their generations. Some of them are societal. It is because of societal and social pressure on us. Some of them are because of the environment that you live in, people that you live with. I mentioned last night here that sometimes it is your wife or your husband, it is your brother or son who could influence and shape your character and your ideas and your thoughts. And this is a theory in the Quran. In chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf, وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ, as for the land that is good, طَيِّبُ, وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ, sends forth its vegetation, its produce, نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ, it will send forth its produce good and clean with the leave of its Lord. وَالَّذِي خَبُثْ, as to the one that is wicked, the environment, the society which is wicked, which is not good. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا, do not expect a good produce to come from bad environment, contaminated environment. Produces nothing but sparsely, nakida. And the balad here in the Quran, it means the community, the society, the environment, the families, the people. If people are good, then their production and their produce is good too. If people think bad, they behave bad, they exercise bad, everything is bad in the society. Suspicion is dominating the thoughts of the people. Distrust between the husband and the wife, between the brother and his brother, between two partners, between two neighbors. They don't trust each other. Then the result of that society would not be good. وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. Of course, some people are going to change from being evil into being good if they receive education, if they receive direction, if they have good friends, if they have good parents, if they live in a good environment. They will be touched by that. They would be influenced by that environment, definitely. So how do we change from being selfish into being selfless? The core of religion, my friends, the core of religion, any religion, not just Islamic religion, is to be able to move from being selfish into being selfless. If you ask, if you put Islam in one word, only one word, no more, what is Islam? Islam is about being selfless, not selfish. And what is kufr? A rejection of faith, it's about being selfish. So how do we move from here to there? What do we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are certain elements that drive people to be selfish. One of them is jealousy. These are moral and ethical diseases which are more dangerous from physical diseases. One of them is jealousy. One of them is meanness, lu'm, meanness, lowness. One of them is rancor and hate. If you don't clean your heart from these things, if you cannot control your jealousy, if you can't control your hate, if you can't control your suspicion, then you're going to live with that, live in pain and suffering. Those who are jealous, they think they are hurting others with their jealousy. But in fact, they hurt themselves first. They are the first victim of this bad feelings and bad intention. And most of these diseases, my friends, my brothers and sisters, whether it is jealousy, whether it is hate, whether it is racism, whether it is bigotry, whether it is arrogance, these, they stem from one source, and that source is hubbud dunya. Hubbud dunya. When people are attached to this lower life, people become attached to this lower life, to this material life, and they do not appreciate, they do not respect the spiritual life, the moral life, then of course they're going to fall victims to these moral diseases. And they cannot resist them. But a person of faith, a person who knows that he is only a guest here in this life, and he's going to move, he's going to be transferred, he's going to go into another life, we are not here to stay. That person who always teaches himself day and night that I am only a guest, I am not a permanent residence, I am a temporary residence in this life. That person can control jealousy. That person can control racism because he knows he's not going to stay there forever. There is another life. There is a day of accountability where he stands before his Lord, and he's not going to stay in this life. So every mu'min should struggle. We should struggle. We should use everything in our capacity to fight these diseases, to fight hubbud dunya, the obsession with the dunya, obsession to the dunya, with the dunya. We have to fight that. Because if he cannot break free from selfishness, this life would have no taste for him. In fact, the taste of his life for him is going to be bitter. People who are selfish are the least who enjoy this life, believe me. The least people who enjoy this life. Every day is a day of misery for them. Every day is a day of depression for them. They don't have happiness. They lose the meaning of real happiness and real satisfaction and real content. They lose it. Because all what they think about is hating others, fighting others, crushing others, rivaling with others, racing with others. So where is the moment of happiness in your life then? Where? They destroy their lives by themselves. A person who sees the society as his enemies, a selfish person, would not have a good idea about people about him. All what he has about people is suspicion. Suspicion. He suspects about his wife, about his mother, about his father, about his son, about his neighbor, about his co-worker. Nothing but suspicion. His interpretation of this life is nothing but ugliness. Nothing but ugliness. He would not rest the night, he would not have a sleep, if he does not hurt many people in his community, in his family, in his society. Some people survive in this life by hating others. If they don't hate, they cannot have a peaceful night. This is a sick heart. This is not qalbus salim. This is al-qalbul marif. The heart which is sick. And ultimately those people are going to pray on their own selves and destroy their own selves with their own hands, with their own conduct. One of the most beautiful sayings of our messenger, our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That every Muslim should engrave these sayings in his mind and his heart. We have to memorize it. We have to read it every morning, every evening. Al-Muslimu man salima an-nasu min lisanihi wa yadihi. The true believer in God is the one that people are safe living around him. Those who live around him are safe. Safe from his physical as well as verbal abuse. It does not abuse anyone. There is no reason to abuse, neither physically nor verbally. People feel safe. People are protected. Sometimes people give us some items to protect them. He says, keep my money with you. Keep my iPhone. Keep my computer. And sometimes they leave their reputation, their honor with you. You have to protect it. You have to protect people's honor. The most precious thing, the most precious thing in this universe is people's dignity and people's honor. It should not be violated under any circumstances. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ Indeed, we have honored the children of Adam. مَنْ أَهَانَ لِي وَلِيًّا حَدِيثُ الْقُدْسِي This is the statement of God. مَنْ أَهَانَ لِي وَلِيًّا Whoever disrespects one of my awliya, one of my true servants, one of my true friends, فَقَدْ Indeed, فَقَدْ بَارَزَنِي بِالْمُحَارَبَ As if he carried weapon against God. If you insult someone who is a believer, simple believer in your community, as if you stand before God and fight against God. فَقَدْ بَارَزَنِي بِالْمُحَارَبَ Where are the Muslims? Where are the Muslims about these hadith and these verses that stresses the dignity of the Muslims, regardless of their nationality, their color, their language? Respect for humanity is the first thing we learn in the Quran. Respect for the entire humanity. Respect. Even if people are not Muslims, they don't share faith with me. They share the humanity. They share human principles. We have to uphold these principles in our society. A society is not called Islamic if people disrespect each other, malign each other. This is not Islamic. This is satanic. Some Islamic, it has to be changed into satanic. It should not be called Islamic. Islamic is when people respect each other. They love each other, they trust each other, they help each other, they sacrifice for each other. This is the core of Islam, my friends. This is the core of Islam. Islam is to bring people together, not to divide them. If you see somewhere people are divided, then this is not Islamic. This is satanic. Because Allah says the work of shaitan is to divide. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَ وَالْبَغْضَى His desire, his aim, his goal is to spread commotion and fitna and division among you. Whereas Allah calls for unity and love and respect. Sometimes a sentence, someone says a sentence or he writes a sentence, it is interpreted in different ways. Someone who has bad intention will interpret this sentence in a bad way because his mind is sick. And someone whose mind is sick, he would never produce something good. Everything he produces would be sick too. Whereas others read the same sentence or listens to the same speech, he says, no, what he's saying makes sense. Give him the benefit of the doubt. Why? Because the second person, his heart is pure. And Allah says in the Quran, وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبْ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ When the community, when the environment, when the person, when the family is pure, every product of that family is pure too. Is it pure? The first thing that has to be pure among a Muslim is his thinking. Here, the mind has to be pure. Before his conduct, before his relationship becomes pure, he should purify his mind. If the mind and the heart is pure, don't worry about others. Everything is going to be pure. But the problem if the mind is sick, it's not pure, contaminated. Contaminated with nifaq, hypocrisy, with jealousy. then his conduct is not going to be safe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts, and our minds, and our souls, so we can love each other, we can respect each other, we can give each other the benefit of the doubt, so we don't judge each other, and we leave the judgment only for God. He is the supreme leader. He is the supreme judge. He is the one who has the right to judge the people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون Verily, this nation, this ummah is one ummah, united ummah. And I am your Lord, therefore serve me. This is one of the fundamental principles in the Holy Quran, the unity of the ummah, the togetherness of the ummah, working together, being together, having one voice. This is why tomorrow we're going to have this conference at UC Irvine, and this is the very first conference, the very first intellectual discussion between the Shias and Sunnis in North America, and it will take place tomorrow. Before we had debate between Shias and Sunnis. This is not a debate. It's not about who is going to win, who is right and who is wrong. It's about getting together and speaking to each other. If we want to bequeath our children, the next generation, bequeath them dignity and unity, then the fathers and the mothers, the parents and the elders, they have to reach out to each other and speak with each other and dialogue with each other. We cannot build peace without dialogue. No peace and no unity if we don't speak to each other. If Shias and Sunnis are separated, they are not willing to speak, they are not willing to reach out to each other, they are not willing to respect each other, they are not willing to accept each other, there will be no peace. And if there is no peace, then we become the weakest community. All other communities are stronger than others and more dignified. And if you don't respect yourself, people are not going to respect you. If you don't have self-respect, people are not going to respect you. So we have to work. This should be an important part of our goal here in America. that we work towards unity and understanding despite differences. Yes, we have differences, and we're going to speak about differences. See, it says Sunni Shia Islamic thought, prospects and challenges. We have differences. But how do we tackle them? Do we keep banging on differences so we get farther away from each other and we start hating each other? And some families, they break down because someone is Shia and that one is Sunni, and the children are lost in the middle. And children are leaving Islam. Some children are leaving Islam. They say, I don't need this Islam. Keep it for you. Islam that fills my heart with suspicion and bigotry and hate. I don't like this Islam. They are right. They are right. Because this is how we present Islam to people. Through our fanaticism and radicalism. And hating each other and doing takfir and doing cursing of each other. This is not a religion for America, the 21st century America. America, they learned lessons. Christians, they were fighting each other for many centuries. But then one day they woke up. They said, enough fighting. Fight for what? For paradise? God knows who to send to paradise. We cannot assume the role of God and send some people to hellfire and others to paradise. This is his job. All what God wants us to do is لتعارفوا, to recognize each other, to get to know each other, to respect each other. Despite your differences, you must cross this barrier and crush this ego and get to each other. In order for us to present good Islam, respected Islam in America. The West is not going to respect us if we are fighting, believe me. They are going to ridicule us and laugh at us. They are not going to respect us. Some people say there is no point in dialogue. They lost hope, so don't waste your time. No, I disagree. There is point. There is a big point. There is a big benefit when you dialogue. Look at North Korea and South Korea. For 65 years, they had wars between them. At a moment of bravery, I don't know, from the north, from the south, from the president, from the people, from shaitan, from God, I don't know, it came to them, moment of, they woke up, enough is enough. Can't we do that? Muslims, Shias and Sunnis, they cannot shake hands and cross these boundaries and reach out to each other? Why? What happened? We don't worship the same God. We don't face the same Qibla. We don't have the same book. We do not believe in the same prophet. We don't do 5 daily prayers. What's wrong with us? I know it's about politics. I know some entities, they spend billions of dollars to divide us. But we should not be naive. They should not exploit us and manipulate us. We should be wise enough to resist. To resist as we are resisting the shaitan. Shaitan wants to divide us. Don't we resist the shaitan? We should do the same. So we have to get together. Some people say it, the division and the schism is so big, too big to be bridged. No, I disagree with you. We made it big. It's not big. We made it through our rhetoric, through our mistrust of each other, through our polemic discourse. We made it look big. It's not big. It's not big. We have to bridge these gaps. It is inexcusable for any person to use polemic language against each other. Yes, we are different. We differ. Yes, we do differ. But we have to approach these differences with respect, not disrespect. With respect. This difference has been going on for 1400 years. And neither side could win over the other. So we have to come to a point where we say we have to keep our community safe. I don't care about what happens in that country and that country and that country. I need my community to be protected. I need my children to flourish, not to leave Islam and abandon Islam. So for the sake of our children and our community, we have to get together, to know each other, to speak to each other, because there is a wall of fear between us. When the Sunnis, they don't come to a Shia mosque, and the Shia do not go to a Sunni mosque, they don't speak to each other, they build a huge wall of fear and suspicion. This wall is only removed when you reach out to each other, when you connect. And this is exactly the wording of the Quran. لِتَعَارَفُوا. You get to know each other. Speak about your differences, but to speak in a respectful manner. In a respectful manner. Break this psychological fear and psychological barrier. And the Shia have bigger responsibility. Why? Why they have bigger responsibility? I always say you have to take the initiative. You don't wait for others. You. Because you claim that you are the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Don't you say, I'm the follower of Ahlul Bayt? Then show me. Show me that in your conduct, in your akhlaq, in your manners. Show me. Don't just give me slogans. I love Ali. Where is your love for Ali? Your love for Ali is to hate others and disrespect others. Your love for Ali is to reach out to others, to reach out to them, to invite them, to take the first step, and to continue doing that. Do not be deterred by someone said something to you. Move forward. Put your trust in God and move forward. My friends, this should be our everyday's effort and goal, to unite the Muslims, to work together, give hope to the young generation. Believe me, I always say, even if Shia and Sunnis, they stand together for a photo opportunity, even if they don't speak with each other, photo opportunity, it gives hope to the young generation. They say, Alhamdulillah, our ulama, our scholars are together, they are not fighting each other. But now this is not a photo opportunity. This is an opportunity to respect each other and get closer to each other and dialogue and encourage people to speak to each other. At that time, when Allah says, the Prophet says, when God looks at your hearts being sincere, He will bring victory. He will descend victory on you. He will descend His victory on you. So I invite you, my friends, to come, to participate, to invite your friends. The flyer is here. It's not too far. You don't have to drive many miles. It's here. It's the most distinguished scholars and professors of theology and religion. We invited them, and we have both moderators. We have four speakers and two moderators. And it is divided into two sessions, morning session and afternoon session, and both of them are important, both of them. We must sit and listen and also ask and give our feedback. And the feedback has to be positive, so we can encourage. We can encourage, not discourage, encourage. Encourage each other to get closer and to work. According to Surah Al-Anbiya, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. Allah did not say only the Shia or the Sunni or إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. You who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. أُمَّةً وَاحِدَة. In my eyes, I look at you as my family, my children. One nation. And I am your Lord at the end of the day. I am your Lord. You are accountable before me. So don't fight. Speak to each other. Reach out to each other. Don't fight. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. Inshallah, we will see you at 9 o'clock tomorrow at UC Irvine. So go to bed earlier, inshallah.